Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Wiggins down the right wing, shovel to Jackson Davis, back to Wiggins, he'll turn, he'll drive, floats it, Jackson Davis with a left hand slam flying in the air, and it's 113-87. Trace Jackson Davis wanders over to the scorer's table. He's gonna put the headset on, and I think he's gonna talk to us. Trace, can you hear us?
Yes, sir.
First of all, this had to be a game where, you know, you tell me, what did it feel like for you? Did it bring back any memories of playing maybe at the high school level, AAU, or college?
Yes and no. I mean, just being aggressive, just doing what the team needs to do. The guards found me on a lot of open looks and just capitalizing on them.
How do you keep your focus on a game that's going up and down so quickly so that it doesn't get sloppy?
Yeah, we had a few sloppy moments. We just had to tune in. We knew that coming in, it was like a get-up game. We knew we had to wake ourselves up for it, especially coming off that emotional game against the Clippers. And so just coming out here, playing hard from the get-go, really got us going, and just continuing to chip away.
My goodness, the pace of that game was just up and down and up and down from the get-go. You could tell they're going to try to get up shots as quickly as possible. How tough is it for you? I mean, that's part of your game, and one of the major parts of your game is running the court. Like, did you feel like it was rebound, run, go down, rebound, run, and do it all over again?
Yeah, I low-key, that's what I do. I'm out. Coach has me in the lineup to sprint. I know putting pressure on the rim gets guards shots, and if not, then I'm going to get an easy dunk. And then setting screens, so I love playing when we're playing with pace.
Is it difficult at all playing in a game like that? Because we all love playing in those type of games where it's up and down, you feel like you're at the park getting up shots and everybody's having a good time. Is it tough to keep your concentration sometimes and make sure, as Tim said, it doesn't get a little sloppy? If you don't get what you want early, you're still disciplined enough to run your offense and get a good shot.
No, I don't necessarily think that, because okay, as long as we get them into half court and get our defense set up, we want to run with teams. We want teams to run with us because that's how we pick them apart. Easy slips, stuff of that nature, because we have so many shooters spread out on the floor. And so when we just get them stopped and get in our half-court defense, we want to push the pace on misses.
All right. What are you going to be doing at 9 o'clock in the morning tomorrow?
We're going to be flying to
New Orleans.
New Orleans, yep.
Oh, well, sorry. I'll be watching IU Ohio State.
Oh, that's Saturday. That's Saturday.
Oh, that's Saturday. Yes, sir. Well, I don't work anymore except for here, so I don't even know what day it is.
Absolutely. But I'll be watching that on Saturday, yes.
Tommy's in transition, Trace. Yep.
I am in transition. I apologize. I lost my head there, Trace.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Trace Jackson Davis.
What happened?
You lost track of time.
I really did. I was ready to get up tomorrow at 9. Dang it. Oh, gosh. What am I going to do?
Bobby Knight's no longer coaching.
Just so you know. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Let me regroup, okay?
Scott May to Ken Benson.
Too many. There's just too many shots taken tonight.
No,
I got to tell you, I'm dizzy.
Yeah,
I'm dizzy.
It was a mind-numbing game.
He
at times.
Goes flying. Not what I'm watching the game. That's Saturday. Oh, thanks, appreciate that. You're right. And the worst part about it, I was 2 days off.
You're 2 days off, not 1 day off. You're 2 days.
I should
off.
Probably go have an MRI.
Many have thought for years.
See what's going on. Holy smokes!
Tommy will regroup. We'll have our post-game show. Warriors win 120-97. People are offering the Send Tommy calendars online. They're old school trying to...
Apparently I need it. Apparently I need it. Good night.
Today on this Wednesday night game...
Thank you.
The Warriors win 120-97 over the Atlanta Hawks. It just looked like, you know, again, they're human beings, and so they can't. You're not going to have a team dialed in for 82. It's impossible to you know. Every team has an off night or two over the course of the season, but I just wonder, you know, with the rain coming down today and everything, that the Hawks just kind of like had one of those sleepy days, because they just looked like they were not ready to compete, especially at the pace they were playing.
Defensively, they were, I mean, atrocious, would be accurate. They no rotations, nothing defensively. And that's why I think the Warriors just got caught up in playing that style. And look at, as I told Trace, it's fun. You're just up and down, and you're passing it and shooting it, and you got space and not much going on. And all of a sudden, you miss a few shots, you throw a few bad turnovers, and they hit a few shots, and you're looking at a 12, 13-point game, which I never, ever thought was in jeopardy because I just didn't think the Hawks could string enough shots together. They got a lot of shots up, 105. Yeah, they made 35. They shot 33%. So, I mean, they were like, they just couldn't make shots. So I never felt like they were threatening at all. As much as you tried to intimate it, like, down to 15. It just, and the defense wasn't good enough. Like, at some point, the Warriors are going to put on a run. And that's what's so hard about those big comebacks, is you have to almost be perfect. You can't backslide at all.
And the other team has to kind of let you back in.
Yeah, you can't get down to 11 and then have them go on a 6-0 run, go to 17, because then you got to make that ground up again. I mean, the Warriors did kind of give them a window there where they were sloppy, they weren't making shots.
The end of the third quarter.
Yes, yeah. And the Hawks really couldn't capitalize. Like, if they were really hitting shots and they caught fire, they could have cut it to, like, 7 or 8. Then you're talking a whole new ball game at that point. But it was just, I've been in those games. They happen, and the coach isn't happy about it because they want everything to be buttoned up. I guarantee you Steve's not going to be, like, super thrilled with the last couple quarters of that game. Bottom line, though, win's a win. You put it under the W in the ledger, and you move on and go on the road and see if you can get a couple before you come home. For a couple, then go back on the road, and then you have, you know, around the holidays, Christmas time, you're gonna have that extended homestand that's only gonna be interrupted by, I believe it's a trip to LA, right after Christmas. So they put themselves in a really good position right now. You just want to keep playing well and keep stacking wins at this point. So when the injury or something happens that seems to, you know, hit every team this year, you build yourself up a nice little cushion. Like, you just want to make your margin for error as great as possible, and they're doing a really nice job of that, just taking care of the stuff that they can take care of and playing some really, really good basketball. Like, I wouldn't even count this game as really good basketball, but they won. You move on, you got the win, and that's really all there is to it.
Andrew Wiggins was really good tonight. That was a really nice sign to see him play so well. Yeah, 12-17, 27 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and a block.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
All around. And then we always have to mention when we talk about Andrew's game is his defense. You know, his defense is always really good. I mean, tonight may have taken a back seat because everybody seemingly did. But, you know, I'll take that back just because – it was a wild game, but they only shot 33%. So the defense was good enough to get them to either take poor shots, force poor shots, get into situations where they turn the ball over. Really, the only negative was there was just so many offensive rebounds that the Hawks had tonight. They end up with 21 offensive rebounds. It's just a monster number.
Part of that is because of the pace and the scattered play.
Absolutely.
You're running around on defense all night long.
No doubt about it. You shoot it quick, and then guys aren't in position, and the ball's bouncing, and you know everybody's running for it. So, but that's about it. And that, I wouldn't even really say that was bad, but no, he was really good. Under control, took the shots that he's good at, the one dribble, kind of step back, going to his right. Went to the hole a couple times. I always love it when he throws in 7 rebounds. Like that to me is when I really get excited about the games that he has. When he goes in there and hits the boards and even 4 assists. So I thought he was really, really, really good tonight all across the board. Defensively, offensively, just everything. And looking at it right now, him and Steph led the team at both plus they were second, plus 27. Draymond was plus 29 in 27 minutes. So, yeah, just a solid effort from Andrew Wiggins tonight.
Yeah, he was really good. And I thought we have not heard anything on Brandon Pajemski, who had to lead the game. He was kind of face down on the floor. He did walk off under his own power. But hopefully he is okay. The bad news of the day, though, is DeAnthony Melton is going to have to undergo surgery on his ACL. He is out for the year. So just a tough break for that kid.
Bummer for the team, bummer for everybody. And the fact that he's on a one-year contract makes it even a bigger bummer for him. But, you know, he'll bounce back and hopefully and get the surgery. And I was really bummed because I thought it was a perfect fit.
Oh, he was
for the Warriors and him. And even if he didn't sign back with the Warriors, that someone would all the things he can do and give him a nice multi-year contract and you know, kind of a place that he could call home. I think that's what every NBA player wants. And I think he was kind of off to that start this year. So, yeah, I mean, it's part of sports. It's no fun. You just got to keep your attitude good and get to training. But yeah, that was bummer news.
Well, we will see you next Monday.
Enjoy New Orleans.
Yeah.
You ever go to that little place we went to during the playoffs at one time? You and Trav go there watching the games. And Garcia might have been there too.
Yeah, no, not really. We're in a different part of town with a hotel now. And
got it.
You know, it just brings a tear to my eye. Those memories, you know.
I bet they do.
It's the only town in the league I got my phone stolen. So,
oops.
Yeah.
So. I got to keep my phone so I know what day it is.
Tom, yeah. It was a flip phone. So
yeah.
Oh, it was? Oh, okay, fantastic.
Hey, the flip phones are back, baby. Those are nice. Yeah, the Razor ones.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they're sweet.
Oh, I'm going to look into that.
Oh, yeah.
I like the flip phones.
They're really, really cool, actually.
Okay. I'll look into that. RC's saying let's wrap it up.
He's always saying let's wrap it up.
No, I know that.
He just, you know.
He might be right this time.
Yeah, you know, Penn State Classics comes on at 11 o'clock at his house, so he needs to, you know. Yes, we're running a 3rd and 20.
Tackle him, Millen. Tackle him.
Yeah. Last thing, real quick. If you ever watch those America's Game things on Super Bowl champions on the NFL channel. Game. Matt Millen is on the Raiders one for like 76.
Yeah.
He's talking about his rookie year of the Raiders where at Penn State, he goes, we were taught if they had a question, we go, Mr. Official, sir, right?
Yep.
He goes, my first preseason game with the Raiders and Hendricks is cussing out the official who's cussing him out back. I said, whatever happened to Mr. Official, sir?
A little different.
That's not the Raider way.
Not the Raider way. Just win, baby.
Oh, man. All right, travels.
Yep.
All right, Tim.
We'll see you. Tom Tolbert will be on assignment for our road games in New Orleans and in San Antonio.